This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Oh, do you know, Tom, I don't know if you know how to do this, but this is the day we do DVDs. So you get to see if you can figure out where the DVDs, I think you go to IMDb and find out what DVDs are out today, and that's then I do it on Tuesdays. All right, in the mean, well, except I need for you to help me out with the how we're spending our summer vacation first, so you probably okay. get to do it so on the ad, all right?
Commercial break, I'll do it.
Commercial break, yeah. See, Tom is actually doing a very good job because somehow, you know, somebody dropped the ball here is what we're trying to say gently, I think Manny wasn't sure that he was going to take this some time off, and certainly he certainly deserves some time off, but as a result, I think it must have come up at the last moment, and all the people who know how to do the program were not available, so poor Jacob. Tom got dumped in the deep end.
I know Blake, your Friday guy, he's taking care of his son, and that's his, like, when he's not here, that's what he's doing. Otherwise, yeah. Jacob, interestingly enough, is helping paint a mural. Right. I think is it the Viking Stadium?
I think it is.
Yeah, I'm really excited for him. That guy has some really cool art. If anybody has the chance to check it out, highly recommend.
Well, maybe when he comes back, we'll have him put some on the website so people can see it.
Pimp him out a bit.
Yep. Well, because he also did the. He does Night You've Got Mail. What does he do? Oh, be a program director. He did the sounder for that.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah. No, I'm pretty good about giving my boys some some FaceTime. So, all right. So, do you have plans for summer vacation, Tom, or am I it?
I actually do, and it starts the day after tomorrow. I am going on vacation to South Dakota. Mom and her roommate are, I say roommate. He's basically the fix-it guy. He gets free rent so long as if it breaks, he fixes it, and he is amazing at that. If you can find somebody who does it, do it. But he's never had a vacation in his life, and he decided he wanted to go tubing in South Dakota and see Mount Rushmore.
Is there a river in South Dakota?
I believe so. I don't. He's the one who did the research.
Mount Rushmore is pretty impressive.
Yeah, and I'm kind of excited for that. But they were like, we're going to go for a week at Mount Rushmore. I'm like, that's kind of like, you know, a day trip. Can't we just go to Glacier National Park? It's like 7 hours north. We could just, you know, it's going to be a week. We could go up to Glacier. Be cool.
So what did they say, yes or no?
No. Nope.
Well,
nope.
You
it's
could.
Stan's vacation.
Yeah.
And I'm riding with them. I'm not driving.
Well, but
so.
You could probably rent a car for a day or two. There isn't, I mean, having been in South Dakota, I mean, the Badlands are really interesting, and it's an interesting part of the United States because it's historically been very poor because there's not much resource up there, except all of a sudden they discovered the pipeline. So it's an area that has just exploded in terms of getting especially relatively unskilled laborers from the south to come there, and so there has not been much housing available, and housing that was very limited and very inexpensive is now completely over the supply has completely been overwhelmed by the demand, so housing has gotten expensive. There's a lot of new housing going on there, a lot of trenchant people who've come to make their fortune on the pipeline, and so it's changing the area demographically very quickly, which is always kind of an interesting thing, and it's kind of like the Wild West in some ways, which South Dakota always were, or at least was 100 years ago, or 200 years ago, I guess, more accurately. In addition, South Dakota, because it's a relatively non-populous state, was there a lot of, like, constitutional reform people go there to try and get petitions and try and test the waters. And the one that I know about the best was some people from California went to South Dakota. Was it South Dakota or North Dakota? I don't actually remember at this moment. But one of the Dakotas. and to do a petition to get a constitutional amendment that said had it had two provisions in it. One is that lawmakers could not vote on and they had to sign an affidavit. They could not vote on a law until they read it.
I approve of that. I would like.
Wait,
to
it gets worse. And second of all, that you had to publish the law in some kind of way, either newspapers or on the internet. I think it was either 2 weeks or a month before it was being enacted, so the public would be aware of it. And they couldn't get either of them passed.
Oh, that.
Think about that.
That would have been brilliant.
Well, and they figured if they could get it, you know, if they could get it passed there. And why they couldn't get it passed is apparently some fairly major legislators sort of said, it would be hard that it was some kind, that they didn't want to change the Constitution or some kind of bogus argument. But it turns out whenever there's any kind of attempt to reform anything or anybody, that there's always some opposition that's very well funded and is not necessarily telling you exactly what their motives are. So... welcome to democracy, but listen.
Isn't it capitalism buying capitalism there? Or capitalism buying democracy, I suppose, through capitalism?
It's part and parcel, and again, it's one of the reasons why I really like doing Day in History, because it makes us feel like, although I was just watching this documentary, which I'm going to interview the people who did it. It's called At the Fork, and it's looking at where our food actually comes from. And it's a husband and wife team, and he's a serious Italian carnivore. She's also Italian, but she's vegan. And so they go off because his family every year has a rib fest. And she is sort of saying, look at the conditions under which these animals live for you to be able to do this. And it's a very interesting documentary for a whole lot of reasons, not the least of which is their marital dynamic, which, of course, is part of what interests me. But what they end up talking about is the kind of evolutionary notion of human beings deciding that they should not exploit one another, that there's less slavery in the world now than there probably has been historically, that women are not as exploited, children are not exploited, that there's at least an attempt in many, many parts of the world to not discriminate on the basis of religion or ethnicity, and that as we become a more humane, I think is the word that they use, society, that our concerns about other living creatures, including animals, and it turns out because there are now 9 billion people on the face of the earth, and the sort of echoing cry is always, well, we have to feed the world, but the question is, how do we feed them, and with what? And we did an interview a couple months ago, which you guys might remember on It's Broken, Let's Fix It, about two guys from Denmark who had decided to start using bugs as part of a protein source. And it was an interesting, I mean, it's because it got everybody's attention, there's a New York restaurant that now does Mexican ants and things of that sort of thing, protein is protein. And one of the arguments that they make in their documentary, not the At the Fork, although they do make it a slightly different argument, is that to feed the world, the issue is, in theory, is how do we get people enough protein? But it turns out that that's really not the issue. The issue is not so much delivering foodstuff, it's distribution. That there probably is enough, and that we don't necessarily need as much, especially protein, as for example, raising a cow is a very labor, carbon, money-intensive way of feeding people, that there are better ways of feeding people, and that vegan food has gotten better and better, and so the whole issue of how we feed people, and because that most farming in the United States, at least, and probably worldwide, but certainly in the United States, has become highly industrialized because you're trying to get the most amount of food for the lowest cost in order to feed the world. But the question is, and that whole question of what is our moral stance, not only toward each other, but toward other living creatures. It's a very interesting time to be alive. 855-993-7569. We'll talk about summer vacation or anything that's on your mind. If summer vacation isn't on your mind, give me a call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
America, what will it take for you to finally recognize that we're facing a major financial problem today? How high does our debt have to go? How far do stock prices have to fall? How many more times must Congress raise the debt ceiling? How many more trillions does the Fed need to print out of thin air? How much bigger must the wealth gap between rich and poor get? How much longer does the Fed need to manipulate interest rates? Wake up, America. The facts are simple. We can't afford our debts, and we can't stop printing or borrowing money. So, we're going to see a massive monetary crisis like nothing in history. Don't believe government officials or mainstream media who tell you everything's okay. Get the facts. Go online to www.defendmymoney3.com. Learn how to protect yourself. Go to www.defendmymoney3.com. That's defendmymoney3.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so I think I may have mentioned, I can't remember if I did or not, that the Swedish ambassador was down in my neighborhood over the weekend, and they had sunflowers that were strung upside down from trees on long things. So they were kind of dripping down almost like icicles, except they were sunflowers. And the Swedish ambassador said that Midsummer's Night is a bigger holiday in Sweden than even Christmas, for obvious reasons, is it's a part of the world that at Christmas time has, you know, like 15 minutes of daylight, slight exaggeration, But so Midsummer Night is great. So it was, and they have polkas and dancing, but a different perspective on light. So summer vacation, you're going to South Dakota. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going for a family reunion, but because it's family, I'm not sure how much of a vacation it's going to feel like.
Have I ever told you my saying? And it's not really my saying. I picked it up from somewhere else. But what I usually say about family is family's a lot like fish. They're great, but after about 3 days, it starts to stink.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've heard that, not so much family, but house, you know, but house guests.
Yeah.
And this one of my brothers is coming to stay with me for a couple of days when he comes back. And we haven't been around each other that much for a very long period of time, so that's going to be kind of an adventure. I'm actually kind of looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it, to be quite honest, because one of my sisters, with whom I'm very close, said he's so excited about coming to stay with you. And, I mean, he didn't tell me that. I figure, you know, I'm a free hotel in an expensive city. But she told me that, and I thought, well, that's good. That'll be kind of fun. I'm looking forward to it. And then I have to go to Houston in October. And my daughter is, I think, moving to Europe for a job for a year and a half. So I'll probably go and see her. But it would be nice to just take a couple of days and do something fun. I haven't figured that out yet, but... I figured once the reunion's over, then I can sort of begin to get the plane tickets for Houston, figure out with my daughter, and then figure out what I'm doing. What can I tell you? All right, let's see. Hopefully other people are slightly better organized about this than I am. All right, what are people doing for their summer vacation?
Well, Barbara says...
not vacation. We actually said, what are your plans for the summer? So it may or may not be a vacation.
I've never had a vacation before, so this is new to me. Barbara here says, to stay out of the horrible sun, to take vitamin D pills, and paint my gazebo, to count the days until autumn arrives.
Honey, I'm with you. I think there are either people, the world divides very quickly into people who love summer and people who love, I think, the fall. Everybody loves the spring because we're coming out of the winter and it's usually temperate. And it's really interesting because I love the fall. I was born in the fall, and I'm a little temperature phobic. I don't like hot weather particularly. But I know people, including family members, who don't like the fall at all because they don't like the winter. They don't like the cold. They don't like the dark. So they view the fall as just kind of a precursor to part of the world, part of the season they don't like. I also like seasons. So gazebo, though, that sounds kind of cool. Painting a gazebo. I mean, that sounds so summer.
I used to be a painter, and there's just something about... I actually made some flower boxes not too long ago, and just painting is just so relaxing.
I love painting.
Getting very slow and perfect and doing it just right.
I don't.
It's almost meditative.
Sort of, well, I feel that way about gardening. For painting, I just have learned the hard way that put tape on anything you don't want to have paint and then slap it on.
As much tape as you can possibly fit.
Exactly. Because then you get a nice straight line. And every time I'm painted, I sort of end up covered with paint because at some point I just have to put some... people will not paint with me. Although my daughter thinks that I'm a great resource. I've helped her paint a couple of apartments. And I tend to put white on everything. I'm one of those people who likes really light stuff. But she likes, like, dark crimson and stuff. So it's not nearly as much fun when you're painting with somebody to put red all over them as it is white, a swath across them. So, all right, so painting gazebo, stay out of the sun. She's absolutely right that although you want to be in the sun a little bit, exactly as you say for vitamin D, but apparently the vitamin D activation you need is about 20 to 30 minutes in the sun, and certainly doesn't have to be between 10 and 2. So she's right, though. More people die from heat stroke and heat prostration than anything else. So she's right to be a little phobic about the sun. Okay, let's see what else we got. Gazebo, I love that.
Marie says, enjoying my garden and pool in my lovely backyard. Bike 5 miles a day, swim in the Atlantic Ocean. I don't know what L.I. sound is.
Long Island sound.
Oh, well, see, that I need to be more of a New Yorker. I've only been there once.
Well, but I'm...
Long Island?
Even if you're not a... Yeah, okay, fair enough. Long Island sound.
Long Island sound, and enjoy every minute of summer.
Well, it really sounds... So she's got biking 5 miles. I wish I were a better biker. I actually had... They've now got the city city bikes all over the city, which I think for not very much money... I actually have to investigate it. But I live in a part of the city that's got... very windy roads and cobblestones. Do you know why cobblestones? Do you know the whole thing about cobblestones? You should.
I don't.
As having dual citizenship. Okay, cobblestones. Now, and look, I grew up in New Orleans, or I was born in New Orleans, grew up in Denver, so I didn't know from cobblestones. But then Boston and New York, there are cobblestones every place, especially in the older part of the city in New York and certainly in Boston. Cobblestones were the ballast that they used when they brought empty ships to the New World. They would put the essentially paving stones, which are cobblestones, and they would unload them in the New World, in New York or in Boston, in the harbor, and then fill them up with tobacco or whatever they were taking back to trade in the Old World. So that's why the streets in Boston, the streets in New York, some New Jersey, are filled with cobblestones, because they worked as ballast coming from Britain.
Huh, interesting.
Yep. So there you go.
Had no idea.
Isn't that cool? Yeah.
Now
but the problem is, for me, who is not terribly well balanced on a bike, they're bumpy. So, and it turns out that the times that I could be on my bike were also the times that dads were with, you know, the divorced dads were with their kids. And it turns out that they get really hostile when you bang into their kid because you say, I can't stop. So I actually sold my bike. I go bike riding. I actually got a tricycle when I was in Florida just so I could go grocery shopping. I don't know. I love walking. I don't own a car, but I don't know about bikes.
I don't know if I could own a car in New York, but...
Oh, you wouldn't. I mean, it's a really stupid thing to do.
Yeah. And so many taxis, why wouldn't you an Uber and
yes,
public transit? I love the trains. I went there 2 summers ago. I guess I lied earlier. I have been on vacation. I forgot my brother actually paid me to go to New York. I am a fibber, and I take responsibility.
Oh, well. I'm sorry we're going to put you in the corner. So New York's great.
I walked all the way from the south side of Long Island all the way to the park and walked all the way
Central
through the park.
Central Park?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I've never had such a great adventure with random people just willing to talk to me. And I don't know why everybody thinks that they're such jerks. I find Minnesota is much more, we might talk to you. We don't know what class you are, almost kind of mentality.
No, I'll tell you, my story is a friend of mine that I knew in Boston came to visit me in New York, and we were out. It's a cold day. And this young guy was sort of stopped at the corner with us, and I said, does your mom know you don't have a hat? He said no, and after he left, my friend said, well, what, did you know him? I said, no. She said, why'd you talk to him? I said, why not? She said, that would never happen in Boston. So there you go. 855-993-7569. We are brusque, but we are friendly. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with 2 sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
America, what will it take for you to finally recognize that we're facing a major financial problem today? How high does our debt have to go? How far do stock prices have to fall? How many more times must Congress raise the debt ceiling? How many more trillions does the Fed need to print out of thin air? How much bigger must the wealth gap between rich and poor get? How much longer does the Fed need to manipulate interest rates? Wake up, America. The facts are simple. We can't afford our debts, and we can't stop printing or borrowing money. So, we're going to see a massive monetary crisis like nothing in history. Don't believe government officials or mainstream media who tell you everything's okay. Get the facts. Go online to www.defendmymoney3.com. Learn how to protect yourself. Go to www.defendmymoney3.com. That's defendmymoney3.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call talcum baby powder alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
About what really matters,
your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, kiddos, we're, one of the things we might put up on Facebook is what soundtracks, what music do you associate with summer? Because it just occurred to me that the Beach Boys are, if you had to say what particular group means summer to you, I'd probably say the Beach Boys, Surfing USA. All right, let's hear what people are doing, what their plans are for the summer.
Stephanie here says, enjoying my garden and its bounty, my pool and my travel to Greece with my 17-year-old daughter, seeing Paul McCartney with my 20-year-old son who knows all the words to all his songs, and take off make that 7 pounds.
Well, good for you for the 7 pounds. I think summer is an easier time to lose weight because we can eat salads, right? And we can sweat more and being outside more. We tend to be hibernating creatures in the winter, so we want to sort of stoke ourselves up with carbs. But sounds like, I mean, I'm envious. I love Greece. I have not been to the islands. That's one of my bucket list issues as well, the islands in Sicily. But if you're going to go to Greece, obviously you're going to go to Athens. Get a car and go to Delphi. It's one of the spookiest places I've ever been on the earth. I mean, you can understand why people thought the oracle was there and that Mount Olympus was the home of the gods. It's very coolly spooky. Okay, what else? And Paul McCartney. I mean, how fun is that?
Yeah, he was just here in the Twin Cities. I had a lot of people raving about his show. If you get to see him, go see him. It's worth it.
Well, I got to see, a couple years ago, Ringo was in New York, and he was at Radio City, and I just happened to be walking by, because the problem is about doing this program every day is that you keep in touch with the immediate as opposed to the long range, because things change, the long range changes so quickly. So I'm very focused on, you know, today and tomorrow. Next week, a little fuzzier. So I just happened to be walking by, and I went in, and I said, can I get a ticket? And some guy was willing to give me one ticket, but I needed two. So I went on the air and complained about the fact that if I'd only needed one ticket, I'd be able to go and see Ringo. And my affiliate, CKLW in Windsor, Keith Chenery, who's the program director, called up and said, he's coming here. If you'll come and do your show here, we'll get you tickets. So I said, yeah. So I went and I did my show at Caesars, and then I got to not only meet Ringo, but I had a picture with him and talked with him, and so that was, and the show was really fun. So.
Oh, lucky. I've always wanted to meet him since I was a little kid watching Thomas the Tank Engine.
Well, I think the Ringo was sort of everybody's favorite. He was kind of the one that you could most easily identify with, because he was kind of the least gorgeous and sort of the most accessible, and he's also aged very well. He's obviously still around. I mean, he's tiny, but he's a sweetie pie, a really nice guy.
That's good to hear. I so disconnected with celebrities that sometimes I just take them for granted. I am really glad that he's still around.
He's a doll, yeah. Well, he and Paul McCartney. And Paul, you'll see every once in a while walking down the street in New York. So, but Ringo's gone gray. Paul is not, which I'm sympathetic with. Okay, let's see what else people are doing for the summer.
Carrie says, water parks, hiking in the White Mountains in New Hampshire, getting better at riding my motorcycle, and spending time with my family.
Please wear your helmet, and don't go out on your motorcycle when the roads are wet. I actually went to a place in New Hampshire to hike. It was called Three Mountains, is it, or Six Mountains, or Seven Mountains, whatever it is. And they picked me up at the train station, and they said, we'll wake you up at 6:30 to go hiking. And I thought they were kidding, and they were not. So they woke me up at 6:30 to go hiking. And it was a time in my life where I was working out a lot, and there were a lot of Canadian women who had these gorgeous hairdos and all this great jewelry, and I thought, oh, please. And they were not necessarily thin, but... And I thought, oh, come on, you know, I'm younger than they are. I, you know, my hair is in this good shape, and I certainly don't have the great bling, but I work out all the time. I, you know, just bring them on. And these women were going up mountains like billy goats, and I was going, because working out in a gym is not the same as climbing a mountain. You're using your body in a completely different way. You're using your cardiovascular system in a completely different way. And these women, hiking was just part of what they did. They went up mountains. And they may have had great hairdos and great great jewelry, and they were not as muscular as I was, but they were in a hell of a lot better shape in terms of going up mountains. And it was really a lecture in humility. It was a true lesson, and I've never forgotten that. And I was talking with the guy who owns the inn, and he said he used to do weight loss, and he would have under 1,000 calories. He said that people were so cranky that they were throwing things at him, and he decided that he was, you know, that weight loss was not going to be part of the regimen because it just made people so cranky. So, but it was an amazing. New Hampshire is a great place to go hiking, especially, you know, find a Canadian who will challenge you, because they will. I got to tell you,
that's one of the few parts of the Appalachian Trail I have not hiked. I did most of the southern part, and I did parts of Maine, but I miss New Hampshire, Vermont, and New York.
I've done Appalachian Trail that's one of my goals as well, except that it's gotten a little bit more dangerous, especially to go as a woman by yourself. I'm not sure I would go by myself, but I've done parts of Maine. I've done New Hampshire. I've done a little bit of New York, a little bit of Delaware. I haven't done the South. But Appalachian Trail is terrific. Again, I don't know how much is true or not true, that it's gotten a bit more dangerous than it used to be.
I've heard conflicting reports. I've heard that it's more populated than it used to be, so...
Would make it less dangerous.
Yeah, I think you'd be a little safer as far as, like, you wouldn't get left out in the woods, but as far as travel...
Well, they were talking about predators.
Yeah.
Human predators.
Yeah. It could be. I don't know. I've been looking at the Pacific Crest Trail because that one looks a little more pristine, and I'm totally about getting lost in the middle of the woods.
I love doing that, too, for a short period of time, till you find a bear. And then you're like, okay.
I actually have a story about running into a baby bear in the middle of the trail. That is not a good time.
No, it isn't. Baby bears are very dangerous because somewhere there's a mom.
Yep.
And she's not going to be amused that you're anywhere near.
The worst part is you can know mom's not far away. You can even hear mom, and it's still really hard not to want to go pick up that little baby because they are adorable.
No.
They are so fuzzy.
No, I know,
cute.
But not if you've grown up where I've grown up. You see a baby bear, you go the other direction because there's a mom nearby, and she is not going to be amused.
That is exactly what we did. And we actually took, I think... It was a huge, like, several-mile detour to go all the way around them.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, worth it.
Yeah. No, it's a very dangerous thing. All right, let's go back to summer.
All right. Molly here says, preparing my 18-year-old for college. Preparing my heart for my 18-year-old to go to college.
Yeah, truly. Truly. Yeah, your 18-year-old's raring to go. A little harder. Spend time. Huh? Don't tell him to be careful. Tell him to have a good time.
Diane here says, I'm flying to Vegas and am tracking through the Southwest.
What a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going down the list here. Sorry, I got to scroll. Amy here says, raising my two cats and being a stay-at-home cat mom.
There you go.
I can relate to that, except for the mom part. I don't know about that.
Well, you could be a cat parent.
Yes. That
it would be a carent.
Ho-ho, I see what you did there.
You go. Yeah.
Kate says, we already went to the UP, but planning to see Jim Gaffigan in July. I probably just butchered
Gaffigan,
that.
Gaffigan, yeah.
In July and visiting my family at Lake.
There you go. I guess UP is probably Upper Peninsula, isn't it?
Yes, I would assume
see?
So.
Yeah.
That's
it's your part of the country.
Yeah, yeah. It's the left hand, not the right hand.
As stupid as geography as I say I am. But
I just made that reference just to make everybody know. If you look at your hands, you can actually make the full Upper and Lower Peninsula if you put your left hand over your right hand. Just a little fun Michigan fact.
I'll tell you my story. But someone said it early in my career that I had a hard time telling my left hand from my right hand. That I was not very good about that. And someone called up and said, look, just take your index fingers and point to the ceiling and in your right and your thumb at right angle, and your left hand will be an L. And I said, no, it's a backward L. It's not a backward L. It's your right hand, fool. Okay, keep going. I'm good at math. There are other things I'm not good at. All right.
Sam says, I wanted to take my wife and kids on a couple of water theme parks. Travel to D.C. and let them visit the White House, hopefully see President Obama one last time. Take our kids to...
All right, wait a minute. If you're going to go to the White House, you probably need to get in touch with either your senator or your representative and make an appointment. For a while, they weren't letting anybody go through the White House, but I think they're doing it again. But you'll need an appointment, so just call up the office and they can make the appointment for you. Don't assume that you can just show up and go through the White House. Okay.
Last little bit there is our kids to putt-putt golf.
Putt-putt golf. Didn't even know it exists anymore. Yay. I guess it's like miniature except different. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
America, what will it take for you to finally recognize that we're facing a major financial problem today? How high does our debt have to go? How far do stock prices have to fall? How many more times must Congress raise the debt ceiling? How many more trillions does the Fed need to print out of thin air? How much bigger must the wealth gap between rich and poor get? How much longer does the Fed need to manipulate interest rates? Wake up, America. The facts are simple. We can't afford our debts, and we can't stop printing or borrowing money. So, we're going to see a massive monetary crisis like nothing in history. Don't believe government officials or mainstream media who tell you everything's okay. Get the facts. Go online to www.defendmymoney3.com. Learn how to protect yourself. Go to www.defendmymoney3.com. That's defendmymoney3.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, let's finish up with people's summer plans so we don't leave anybody in the shade. Actually, you should find the shade. It's a good idea. Okay, what you got?
I'm actually going to butcher this name. Genevieve. I'm not going to butcher it. I got it right.
There you go.
Genevieve, spend quality time with the family and friends and enjoy New Jersey cool nights and poolside.
There you go. And you've also got the Jersey Shore.
Oh.
There you go. Okay, what else we got?
Zelina says, studying for the board exam. Which one?
What kind of board?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, could be anything. Maybe legal. Let's see. The board could be medical. Could be legal.
I thought the legal side was the bar. Is that two different things? the bar exam.
Maybe.
Is
so it's probably medical.
Yeah.
I don't know. Folks, don't make us guess. All right, so there we go. All right, I thought what we'd do is take a quick look at DVDs that are coming out this week. There are a bunch of, they're actually kind of summer-esque. This is the Kung Fu Panda 3, which the first Kung Fu Panda one, I thought was terrific. The second one, not as much, but they are, this one is a very strange one, to be quite honest. This is continuing with legendary adventures of awesomeness. Po must face two hugely epic but different threats, one supernatural and the other a little closer to his home. All right, it does, the supernatural stuff I thought was really weird in this one. I think the animation, especially the fur on the Kung Fu Panda, very clever. They've got Angelina Jolie in it, Dustin Hoffman, Jack Black. Bryan Cranston seems to be everywhere right now. He's also in a movie called The Infiltrator, which is based on a true story, which comes out in about 2 weeks, I think. He's just every place. And I believe that they're doing a movie of his portrayal of LBJ called All the Way. He was on Broadway. He won a Tony for it. He was and Drama Desk. He's wonderful in it. And he's, I guess everybody else saw him in Breaking Bad, which I never saw. But he's a really terrific actor who's coming into a huge amount of work, which, good for him. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, I was really looking forward to. And if you figure it out, it's WTF, which is kind of rude. A journalist recounts her wartime coverage in Afghanistan. This starred Tina Fey. And I think Tina Fey was great on Saturday Night Live. And, of course, she was great in her political portrayals. I don't know. This is not a story that's funny at all. Alfred Molina is his usual wonderful self. It's not. I thought this movie didn't work at all. But what can I tell you? The other movie that you probably might overlook, but you shouldn't, is called Fastball. And we actually did an interview with the director, who's Jonathan Hawke. It's Kevin Costner's narrating, leading a cast of baseball legends and scientists who explore the magic within the 396 milliseconds it takes a fastball to reach home plate and decipher who threw the fastest pitch ever. Derek Jeter is in this. I thought it was absolutely fascinating of how they measure it and who the famous ones are and what it takes to throw a fastball and how far it goes and what the controversy is. So if you like baseball at all, this is kind of the baseball nerd movie. But I thought it was really fun and very interesting. The math was interesting. The psychology of it was interesting. The competition of it was interesting. So Fastball would probably be my choice of the week. If you have to pick one, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot left me, pardon me, kind of cold. Kung Fu Panda 3, he's looking for his dad. And, it was okay. It was not a terrible movie, but I think the first one was the best. But you can't believe the state of animation these days, which is the ability to make there. What was it on Finding Dory, which was the number one movie again last week? It only dropped 44%. So it's like for animation, it's like the second or third highest grossing animation ever. I think really only behind Shrek. But the opening scene where they have the ocean, the tides coming up on the sand, I mean, you're not sure that that's not a documentary. It's not real film, not real sand, not real water. So animation has really gotten terrific. 855-993-7569. All right, let's see if I've got, about 3 minutes here? Okay, good. Sure. Right.
Oh, sorry. It should probably actually be in the mains when I talk to you. My friend Noah, we talked about a while ago, and he was dealing with schizophrenia, and
right.
He was also an alcoholic and taking alcohol with his medication. I figure I'd at least give an update. He did end up quitting drinking.
Wow, good for him.
Yep, he quit doing pretty much everything except for the antipsychotics or whatever he was on.
Good.
He ended up having a downward spiral shortly after he quit drinking. The voices apparently got a lot worse.
Well, not surprisingly. I mean, that's part of what he did to calm the voices.
Yep. And so, you know, losing his coping mechanism, he needs to make another one. But apparently it got kind of a little harder for him than it needed to be.
Yeah.
He is now in clinical care.
Good.
So, I'm just glad that he's not, it's actually being treated now rather than him just
self-medicating.
Yep, and that was the part that really scared me.
Well, and how long has he been in treatment?
At least since I left Michigan, so about 4 or 5 years.
Well, but the last time we talked about it,
so since treatment. Actually, he quit cold turkey. He didn't go into treatment for that.
No, but he's hospitalized at this moment, right?
Yep, and
so
that's
what I'm asking. How long has he been hospitalized?
About 2 months since he...
But good for, look, there's so much positive here, and I think you should, I don't know how often you see him or how often you're allowed to see him, but the very fact that he could turn his back on self-medicating is a huge statement, and a huge statement of his ego strength, so good for him.
Yeah,
the fact that he's getting competent treatment, and because he was never going to get any treatment, he was never getting any better as long as he was using alcohol, and so now... you know, that there is certainly some possibility of some major progress so that they can titrate his dosage, he can be seen in therapy. So he just deserves huge kudos because that's really tough. The reason he was drinking was to calm the voices and to find the personal courage to say, it is a short-term solution to a long-term problem. So good for him. And if you see him, you just tell him that he deserves enormous kudos and to stick with it, and that there is really hope for him. So I'm delighted to hear. I'm sorry. I'm not really sorry he's hospitalized, because that's where he's going to get the best treatment. So.
Yes. I just a high five to him. Just my shout out. High five, Noah. Good work.
Yep, indeed. Agree with you. All right, Tom, thanks for your help. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.